Lili Nishmas Abba Murray Zichrono Livracha. Yesterday we learned the fascinating case where if the Tashlumin is adding nothing more than what you davened originally, it's a machlokas whether you do Tashlumin at all. So the Shulchan Aruch now quotes a second example. V'hu adin, imru hiskir yal v'yavu b'mincha shal Rosh Chodesh. Let's say today's Rosh Chodesh, and inside yal v'yavu. Now tonight's not Rosh Chodesh. So tonight you're going to daven two Ma'arivs, and the second one's going to be a regular weekday without a Rosh Chodesh Shmona Esrei. That's exactly the same tefillah you davened on Rosh Chodesh. So there's no point for that Tashlumin. That we learned yesterday, it's a machlokas. The Ri says there's no point for Tashlumin. And others say that no, since it didn't count what you davened on Rosh Chodesh, you should do Tashlumin. And therefore, the halacha would be, you would daven the Tashlumin, and you would have in mind this Tanai, that if I'm chayv in Tashlumin, this counts as Shmona Esrei. If I'm not chayv in Tashlumin, then this would be a tefilas nedava. Oh, now, what if it was 2 days Rosh Chodesh? So then, meaning the night at Marv is also Rosh Chodesh, and then everyone would agree you would have Tashlumin even without making the Tanai. Because you left out Yal V'Yavo at Mincha of the first day. Now it's the second night. You say Yal V'Yavo in Ma'ariv, the first Shemon Esrei. Then you're saying Yal V'Yavo again in the second Shemon Esrei. So you're adding Yal V'Yavo, which you missed at the Mincha of the previous day. So there you would say the second Shemon Esrei as a regular din of Tashlumin. Now we learned earlier that there's no din of saying a Tefillas Nedava on Shabbos, because Karbanos Nedava weren't offered on Shabbos. So based on that, the Mishnah Berurah gives an example as follows. What if Rosh Chodesh was on Erev Shabbos and Friday night was not Rosh Chodesh? And you left out Yal V'Yavo at Mincha. So now it's Friday night, Ein L'Hashlim Klal. You don't do Tashlumin at all, because you're not going to mention Yal V'Yavo Friday night because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So you haven't added anything to what you missed at Mincha. At Mincha, you daven Shmon Esrei without Yal V'Yavo. Now you'll be davening a second Marv without Yal V'Yavo. You're adding nothing. So that's our machlokas, whether you say Tashlumin, and we say to daven with a Tanai, that maybe it's a Nadava. But since you can't do a Nadava on Shabbos, so in this case, you would not daven the second Shmon Esrei at all. You would just daven one Marv, the regular Marv for Lel Shabbos. Sif Yud Beis. Hatoa umaskir ma'ora. Shar yamin b'tfila shalob esman lo havei hafsaka. If a person in the middle of davening mentioned something he wasn't supposed to mention, in other words, he mentioned Yal V'Yavo when it wasn't Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. He mentioned a paragraph about Shabbos when it wasn't Shabbos. And then he went on with his davening. So the Shulchan Aruch said that's not called a hafsaka. And you don't have to go back to daven again. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that most achronim argue on this psak, and they say this is like you talked b'yemsa tefila, and you would have to go back. That's what the rov of the achronim say. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and therefore it would have the regular rules of someone who talks in the middle of davening. You have to go back to the beginning of that bracha. And the first three brachos, you'd have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues with another chiddush, that this is only if it's a total sheker. Let's say you said Yal V'Yavo when it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. But let's say, then you'd have to go back. But let's say you added something to davening that doesn't belong, but it's not a sheker. For example, let's say you said Zachreinu L'Chaim Mel Chafetz B'Chaim when it wasn't the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. That's a nice tefillah. Let's say you said Atochan Antanu in a regular Ma'ariv. That's a nice tefillah that Hashem gave us Lev L'Havinu L'Havdil, that we have a heart that we can differentiate between things. So in that case, Lo Havei Sheker, and you rock Mosif B'Tefillah also. You add it on to a tefillah. So in that case, the Mishnah Berurah says, then we would for sure go with the Shulchan Aruch. It's not called a Hafsaka, and you'd be able to continue davening. Regarding the fundamental machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rov Achronim, which the Mishneh Berurah quotes. So the modern day poskim and guidelines follow the Rov Achronim in the Mishneh Berurah, that if you add something extra to the davening, like you add Yal V'Yavo or something, which is on a day that's not Rosh Chodesh, so you would go back to the beginning of the bracha, and if you add something in the first three brachos, which is totally not relevant to the day, then you would go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, we'll stop here.